Ayah to address it. Anyone from the floor?
Hello， 法师你好，我想知道我要怎样去防止我的脚麻痹，在静坐的时候，我很试了很多次，还是双脚都一直麻痹。谢谢法师。唯一的，我认为一个方法可以防止你脚麻痹的就是坐在椅子上。如果你真的不能够
overcome， 不能够克服你的麻痹的那个状况呢，你就试一试坐椅子。但是如果你坚持要坐那边呢，那你就不要管它麻痹嘛，麻痹是一个 sensation， 你也是可以关的，你就 aware 它，觉察它麻痹了，不会死掉的，不会死掉的啊，放心，这个就是 worry。 这个就是担忧，不会的。任何人如果能够在禅修中，不要讲细胞死掉，如果在禅修中死掉啊，这个是可喜可贺的事情。因为在禅修中死掉呢，是善业很高的善业，很高的善业，你肯定去天堂的，天堂比人间舒服多了的嘛，对不对？你何必太挂碍要在人间呢？<笑>所以不用管这些小事哈。 细胞死掉会再复活的吗？会再活过来的吗？OK, any other question? If no, I will answer the paper first. Question? OK, one more question here. Microphone.
Honorable, actually I'm a beginner of meditation things. So sometimes when I practice at home, is it because of not mindfulness enough or what? Some Dharma things will reflect and then I will think on the Dharma things. Is it because of lack of mindfulness or concentration? Then it will divert me from not focusing on the breath.
But you not come back. So keep then, on thinking, not coming back.
Am I reflecting or am I meditation? Then I say, okay, come back.
Okay. Sometimes reflecting the Dharma, because when we reflect the Dharma, if we don't develop happiness in our meditation, so the mind will go to reflecting the Dharma, which gives us more happiness. Sometimes, so the mind tend to go to things that can give us more happiness. So then your mind go to reflecting the Dharma. As long as you know, you should come back quickly. Otherwise, once a while you can reflect, but not frequently. Frequently it become a habit. So next time, whenever you meditate, your mind want to reflect the Dharma. So the moment you know your mind has left your object of observation, you have to come back as fast as possible. Don't become a habit. Okay.
I would like to seek your advice. For just now the walking meditation, actually, do you recommend for our daily walking? Example, we take the opportunity from walking to station to office. Is it the same approach? Thank you.
I think especially cross the road. Don't pay attention to your breath, okay? You must pay attention to left and right, any car coming or not. So you must have the wisdom to see what time you should apply. For example, you're walking in the park, you know, it's very safe. Then you don't care about who is walking behind you, in front of you, just you can walk fast, but pay attention to the breath. If you are if you are not in Buddhist circle, you are in the public area, don't walk so slow. People will look at you, what are you doing there? I remember once I was in USA, you know, I walking outside to and fro again and again, and one girl keep on looking at me. Finally, she cannot stand already. She said, "Sister, what are you doing there?" So in the public area, you can walk normally, but still focus on your breath. Don't walk so slow. People, you know what is happening to you. Sometimes they may call a psychiatrist, doctor, or, you know. So you must be aware your environment as well. Okay? Okay, any other question?
Afternoon, Aya. Before the walking meditation, Aya actually taught us contemplate impermanence. So I have this example. If I'm teaching my son, he cannot focus, and I'm angry. So I say impermanence, keep repeating impermanence to myself. So is the anger impermanence or his inability to focus impermanent?
Okay, since what's your answer? You don't give me the answer, let me laugh, okay? Now you laugh at other people, then I will laugh at your answer, okay? Okay, what is your answer? Why you laugh? What should he contemplate? Okay, good. You have to contemplate your anger.
But I'm also aware that my anger comes from my fear. If he cannot focus, what's going to happen to him in future? So isn't that
then also contemplate impermanent of your fear.
So it's all
follow one after another, you know. If you, because your anger is based on fear, then you contemplate the fear, the worry. He has his own karma, okay? He has his own karma. You don't have to worry for him. Everybody come to this world with their own karma. We are only temporary parents only. Next life, he will be the son of other people. Okay? Don't develop so much attachment to your son and daughter. We are only temporary. Okay?
Aya, thank you for your sharing. I'd like to ask on mindfulness eating mindfulness. Just now, as I was trying to relate to all the four elements, how about sourness, the taste of the food? How do you relate
you
them
ask
to the...
You ask from... You write on the paper, right?
No.
No. Oh, there's one question exactly like what you asked.
Oh, okay.
You said that apart from four elements, do you need to experience the sour, the sweetness, the bitter, and the hot of the food? Not necessary. Four elements already get your mind so busy already. You want to aware of the sour, bitter, then after that, you will feel so tired to eat. You know, you don't have to aware of the sour, bitter, and so on. That is not four elements meditation. But if we have time, I want to teach again. Apart four elements, I want you to contemplate feeling. I want you to contemplate the mind. That is more important than contemplate on sour, bitter, sweet, and hot, and so on. Forget about that one. Okay?
Second question. You talk that when you have loving kindness to you practice loving kindness to your enemy, so that it's all is, you know, in the next life, you will not meet again, you know. How about when you like somebody so much and you want to have the, you know, you want to be reborn and meet again?
Then you have to pray. You have to pray, especially pray with her, not pray alone. You pray with her or with him that may we all can reborn next life and be a wife and husband again. This can be fulfilled if you have same few quality. For example, you have same generosity. Two of you have same generosity. Then you have same virtues, sila. Then another one is faith and wisdom. If you have this few quality, then next life all your wish will come true.
Thank you.
This attachment and will bring suffering, you know.
Sorry, yeah, just follow up from just now the questions. You say that we try to send metta, whether we do already, you say, or you, the persons that you hated the most, the most, or you mean the persons that you find that it's enemy, so-called. Then you say you feel that you don't want to meet the persons in next life, whatever. Then the more that you say this, then the more you happened. Right? How can we stop this from...
Forgiveness.
To
yes.
yourself or to the person. Mm.
I mean, say somebody, in this life. Yeah. Somebody have done you wrong, right? So whenever you think of him, you get very angry. So the more you get angry with him, then the chances to meet together is very high. Next life. Now since he has done wrong to you, of course you don't want to meet with him anymore, right? So in order not to meet with him anymore, you say, I forgive you. In your heart, you forgive him. Whatever wrong deed he has done to you, I forgive you. Now you can add in. Hopefully next life we will not meet again. Without forgiveness, I think you will meet again. Okay? Now, sometimes we do want to meet with him, but he want to meet with us, right? So better you deal with him. I forgive you whatever wrong deed you have done to me. Let us pray together, not to meet with each other, okay? But if he want to meet with you, Neoma, you practice patience, right? Patience again and again. Patience can overcome all the hatred. Huh? Whenever you meet with him, like Bodhisattva, whenever he meet with Devadatta want to inflict harm, pain to him. But he always practice patience, forgiveness. Only then he can become Buddha. This is Kandi Parami, perfection of patience. And sometimes you can reflect. Because of he inflict pain, harm to us, then we can cultivate patience. Otherwise, how to cultivate patience? We have no chance also.
So if let's say we practice the patience and what you said, forgiveness, right? And then do we need to reason out with this person, like how we feel, how this person, what she did to me, then do I need to talk to her instead of keeping it and then practice patience like that? Do I need to talk to her?
Talk to this person.
Yeah, talk to the person that always say hurtful things to me, and then do I need to reason out with her or not?
If he want to listen, okay.
So
he want to listen to what you say, it's okay. If he doesn't want, if you don't want to meet with him again, no point meeting with him again, then you don't have to tell yourself, whatever wrong he has done to me, I forgive him. And whatever wrong I have done to others, I also forgive. I also ask for forgiveness. Sometimes our mind only think of other people have done wrong to us. We never think we have done wrong to others, right? So we are not, we also biased. It's not true, you know? So the best way is every early in the morning, before you start your meditation, you ask for forgiveness. Whatever wrong deed other have done to me, I forgive them. Whatever wrong deed I have done to others, I ask for their forgiveness. And whatever wrong deed I have done, I forgive myself. These three. Every day you do. Then finally you find no anger in you anymore. No sound. Wait, right? Next, you can wait until your question come back to you. Okay.
Hi, my question is, how do you know that you have totally forgiven someone? Because until you meet that someone, suddenly the feelings come out, and I can't find a way to totally forgive that
you
someone?
You practice for a period of time, let's say 1 year. Huh? 1 year, you always forgive him. Then after 1 year, you want to test whether your forgiveness is real or not real. Huh? Then you meet him again. Then you see your reaction.
What if every time I meet, something triggers, I will have to keep practicing forgiveness? Yeah.
Forgiveness, and sometimes you contemplate impermanence. Right. Which is more effective? Huh? Your anger, your grudge, you know? Contemplate impermanent. Right. It's more effective than forgiveness.
Thank you.
You can practice both, forgiveness and impermanent. Yeah.
Sister, this is about walking meditation. I thought we have to synchronize our pace of walking to your breath.
Yes, breath.
So during the initial stage, very early of the day, you were saying that to note whether you must note whether your breath is short or long.
That one is for advanced meditator, not for beginners.
Yeah, so that does it mean that if your breath is short, you got to walk faster, and your breath is long, at least you have time to synchronize.
Synchronize. Let the breath, if your breath is, correct, you synchronize with your breath. If your breath is short, then your step also,
you got to walk faster.
Yep.
Okay, yes, thank you.
Okay, remember your question, okay?
Thank you. So another way is that we can cultivate compassion, right? So yeah, I tried this. I pity this person, she always gets angry, and then her anger is overflowing. That's why she always put her anger on me. So I want to talk to her because I know, like just now, I agree that if you get angry so much, then when you reborn, you will go to maybe some unpleasant realms or what. So I want to talk to her about all this. And then so, if let's say I tell 1-2 times, then she doesn't want to accept, so do I just leave it? Because just now you also said that everyone has their own karma, their karma will take care of them. So do I just leave it like that?
Yeah, so we practice 4 Brahma Vihara. First, metta. Karuna, first loving kindness, then compassion, then sympathetic choice. This one you cannot sympathetic choice with her anger, but you can practice last one, equanimity. Equanimity, how we practice equanimity? Sabbe sata kamma saka. Everybody bear his own karma. You as a friend, as a relative, you have tried your best to tell her angry is not good, but if she cannot change, you have to let go. Let go. Her karma take care of herself. Okay?
So, thank you. So for this impermanent thing, for example, if let's say she suddenly just scold me, then impermanent, so I just freeze there or how? So I just impermanent.
Just not that. So your reaction. So let's say she suddenly shouted at you, you see your reaction. If you also get angry or upset, then you contemplate your upset as impermanent. Or you can contemplate the sound. Her sound is impermanent. Or you can contemplate the ear contact. The sound contact to your ear. The ear contact is also impermanent. Or you can contemplate the feeling born of ear contact. Whatever feeling you have, pleasant, unpleasant one. Sure, unpleasant one. If pleasant one, then something wrong with you already. So unpleasant feeling, you can contemplate it as impermanent. There are so many ways you can contemplate impermanent, one after another.
So I just walk away and then I contemplate, instead of dealing with her.
Can. Well, walk away, you also can contemplate impermanent. Standing, walking away, also you can contemplate impermanent. Okay. You also can say out impermanent. Then he will ask you, what are you doing? Then you will tell them, because you shouted at me, I have unpleasant feeling, then I contemplate impermanent. Then she learned a lesson.
Thank you.
Okay, no more question. You keep 2 of them running here and there.
Aya, actually it's a continuance of just now's question. In today's experience of meditation, I come across, when I investigate anger, then I come across it was the perception that causes it. Perhaps the thought is that she don't like me or he don't like me or he never trusted me. So this thought causes the mind to be very dull as a result of that. So once I come to this thought, then I realize, oh, is this thought in the mind or the perception on the mind that causes that anger? So I can find out more about it with the person. So the mind become very joyful and happy as a result. So I can I help to comprehend concentration here, mindfulness as well as insight. Thank you, Aya.
Yes, this is called wise attention. She has wise attention. Sometimes our suffering is self-created. No? Self-created. Because we keep on thinking something which is not real. Then we keep on thinking, we believe it is real. So the more you believe it is real, the more you suffer. Right? So sometimes whatever thought arises in you, just perceive it like a passing cloud in the sky. The clouds come and go. Let it go, let it come, let it go. Don't stick to it. Don't attach to it. That's why mindfulness, contemplation, very important. Whatever arises, contemplate impermanent, impermanent, let it go. Happy state also let it go. Unhappy state also let it go. Because the goal of the Dharma, the final goal of the Dharma is letting go of anything that happened, that occurred in your mind, whether it's good one or bad one.
Okay, let me answer the question here.
People who are depressed should not meditate. Is it true? People who are depressed can meditate, but must under a skillful teacher, and also one by one, not in the public like that. They cannot handle. So if she has good karma to meet with a skillful teacher, and this teacher is willing to teach her by one, I think she can very soon recover from a depression. But not in a group like that. She needs special attention from the teacher. Okay? Because meditation has a lot to do with mind. So depression, if a person with depression can't manage his meditation, he will take it as another failure, which will make him more depressed. It's true. That's why you have to look for a good teacher. Okay? And please enlighten me about this. I already told you already. Before you come to the come to the end of the question, I already answer you. Those who are under depression, they can meditate, but you need special guidance from a skillful teacher. Depression sometimes a lot of illusion. In their mind, they have a lot of illusion. And the belief, the illusion. No? Illusion is something not real one. But they believe in it. So they make the thought real. Even our passing thought is unreal one. But if you hold on to it, it becomes real. So for depression, I feel it's very easy. Just don't believe your thought. Don't believe your thought. Even I'm a normal person. I have no depression. Sometimes I don't believe my thought. Because I know it's elusive. It's not real. If I believe in it, then it becomes real. Okay? Okay. If one can continue walking meditation with mindfulness, full concentration, but not on sitting meditation, should one continue with walking and not sitting meditation forever? Or should have both to achieve better result? If you walk forever, very soon you get very tired. And you long for sitting. No. You cannot do walking meditation forever. The body gets very tired. That's why we have to balance the posture. 1 hour walking, maybe 45 minutes. 1 hour sitting, 45 minutes walking. We have to balance the posture, only then we can make good progress. Don't think that walking, your walking is better than sitting, then you spend all whole day and night walking. Then the good walking also become the bad one because the body gets tired, you cannot concentrate also. Okay. May I know, is it not advisable for us to practice meditation alone at home without a teacher guidance? So long you know the skill, how, let's say Anapanasati, you know how to meditate, you know what's happening next step, you know the whole process up to the attaining of jhana, then you can meditate at home. So come to this aspect, I would like to recommend you to read the whole process of Anapanasati, then you know what will happen. Because when you go back home, sometimes you make progress. Some extraordinary experience will occur, and you do not know. Then you think you think your mind is out of place. You think you are crazy. The more you think you are crazy, you really become crazy. Because I always tell you, you make your thought real, right? Therefore, it's very important to know the whole process of meditation. What will happen next? What will I encounter next? Now, if I see this one, is it correct? Or is it illusion or what? So all this is written in my book, Anapanasati, up to attaining of jhana, in my book, Unraveling of Mystery of Mind and Body. Even the practice of mindfulness and wisdom, we call moment-to-moment practice, which is my favorite topic. It's also written in the Unraveling of Mystery of Mind and Body. Please try to get the book and read it. Then you will feel safe practice alone because you already know how to walk the path. But once a while, you have to come to the retreat and consult your teacher. Certain extraordinary experience. Okay? So if you still need the book, you please order from Nandini. Okay, next question. What causes drowsiness during meditation? One is sleepiness, one is overeating, another one is physical tiredness. If you have physical tiredness, also will cause slow and torpor. Then the third reason is no interest in the meditation. If you have no interest in the meditation, then very soon you will fall into sleep. Therefore, before you come to meditation, you must know what is the benefit for Anapanasati. For any type of meditation, you must know the benefit first. Only then you will appreciate. When you appreciate, then you will put effort. When you put effort, you will have no slow and torpor. Okay? How to overcome, I have already shared. I know you finished this question. Let me finish. If I have time, I will, I will share. It's all in my book. You can read from my book. My book states very clearly. That's why I say, I have no time to explain to you from 1 up to 100. But I have written all in my book. Okay, next question. What is the right body posture for meditation? Okay, for beginners, you can sit. No need to sit cross leg. Just now you say you have mapi. No need to sit cross leg. You just. 怎么讲呢?
No, half lotus also not necessary. Flat posture. Yes, correct. Try that.
Then come and show to them. No pain. One of my students, he always sit half lotus. Then he only can sit 1.5 hours. After I teach him this posture, he can sit 3 hours. He said, no pain. He said, how come I only know after 30 years? So you can use this posture for beginners. For advanced also, if you want to sit very long, you can use this posture. You can sit 3 hours, no pain. Okay, thank you. Okay, next question. Must the breath go all the way to abdomen? I have mentioned already, the breath may go to the abdomen, but your attention should not follow. Because breath automatically go to abdomen, and sometimes go to the chest. But your attention must be around the nostril. You don't care where the breath go, but your attention, keep your attention always in front of your face or around the nostril. Next question, if I find myself swaying, in sitting or standing meditation, must I stop swaying or just let it be? Okay, when come to meditation, many people find themselves start to sway. What's the reason? Sleepy? No. This one is very good for health. You were surprised, If I do not learn the Qigong, I may not be able to answer this question. But after I learn the Qigong, my body start to sway. Then I discover why. Because the Qi, when you come to meditation, the Qi is good, moving well. So those who are meditator have better complexion. Why? Because the Qi is moving well. So our body has some blockage. So when you come to meditation, then the mind is concentrated, not restless. So the Qi is moving well, but certain blockage in your body, the Qi cannot go through. Therefore, the Qi want to go through that blockage, then the Qi cause your body to move. So to cut through that blockage. So in this sense, it's very good for health. But if you come to group sitting meditation, don't swear. Otherwise, people get very frightened. What are you doing? We are supposed to sit still, right? But if you are at home, nobody, and such thing happen to you, you can continue doing it, but do it with mindfulness if you want to heal your body. But if you think that healing the body is a secondary, my concentration is primary, then you can stop it. It follow your mind one. Your mind want to stop, it will stop. But your mind don't want to stop, then it will continue. So up to your own decision. If come see which one appear more important to you, healing the body or your own concentration. But after sway for some time, if your body gets better, then you won't sway anymore, then you can have better concentration. Okay? I remember one of my students in China, she shake body very violently. And all the committee member, organizing committee, thought something wrong with her mind already. They decided to ask her to leave. Then they told me something wrong with her. I said, no problem with her. Don't worry, I will take care of her. Don't worry, okay? I never take care of her. Because I know it's only the hearing process. So 10 days, okay, she's very good. And then after that, I meet again. She said her health improved so much. And because of that, she gets so attached. She gets so attached to, moving her body during meditation for 3 months. For 3 months continuously. After 3 months, she start to realize her strong attachment to moving the body become a hindrance. Any attachment become hindrance. Then she stop it. Then she can stop. Okay? Only few teachers can answer this question. Every teacher will ask you to stop. Every teacher ask you, no, not correct. Only few teachers will know this is to heal the body. It's healing process. Okay? Shaking, depend on how you shake, I don't know. Oh, yeah, yeah, I think same. Yeah, yeah, healing process, okay? Mm. But don't do it in a public, like group sitting, you will frighten other people, okay? Do it at home when you are alone, okay? Okay, when walking meditation, the focusing is still on the breathing, isn't it? Yes. It depends on what you want. If you practice anapanasati, only anapanasati, only mindfulness of breathing, you pay attention on the breath. But if you want to practice four elements, then you practice, you focus on the leg. Moving is wind element. Now touching on the floor, you feel hardness. What element? Earth element. Depend on what you want. Okay? You want to pay attention on the breath, also correct. Want to pay attention on the leg and observe four elements, also correct. Depend on what you want. Okay? Time's up. Time's up. Sorry for this unanswered question. Okay.
So we thank Aya for her wonderful teaching, for compassionately sharing her wisdom with us from morning until now. So brothers and sisters, please join me together by saying sadhu to Aya. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.